Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve McClatchy's here, too. Steve is a new friend. He's the founder of Alier Training and Consulting. He's the author of a new book called Decide, Work Smarter, Reduce Your Stress, and Lead by Example. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's actually selling like hotcakes off the shelves. He's a speaker, a trainer, an internationally recognized expert on leadership, and then he's our new friend, Steve McClatchy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. I know you're here partially to talk about some new research on engagement, and this is a topic that I've covered quite a bit on my show, Steve, over the last 17 years plus, and it seems like, for the most part, it seems like engagement started out bad. And it's gotten a little worse over the years. Tell us what is the most interesting part about employee engagement that you found in this new Gallup research?
Well, I find that it's something that everyone seems to want to blame the employer or blame their boss for being disengaged.
And oftentimes with cause.
Oftentimes with cause, absolutely, and there's a lot that is involved with that. But the responsibility, really, I believe, falls on us to stay engaged, and that's a process that we can't give over to the employer.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And so what you're saying is you know, we're free people. We have liberties that our Constitution provides us and that we give to each other. So if you don't want to live your life in a disengaged condition, go find a place where you can be engaged. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean,
choose to carve out your own engagement in the job you have.
Absolutely. So we experience the feeling of burnout, right? When we spend too much time with maintenance. Maintenance are the tasks that keep us exactly where we are in life. They have deadlines. These are the tasks that have deadlines. They repeat over and over again. You know, these are tasks that are brought to your attention if you don't do them, and you face consequences when you don't do them. And when we spend too much time there, we don't feel like we're going anywhere, and that's when we start to get disengaged. The feeling of balance is a balance we get when things get exciting, right? When we start to move things forward, when we learn a new skill, when we set and achieve a goal, when you say, hey, I have some great news. That's not something your employer can provide you, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to identify what are some things that are going to get us excited. What are some parts of our job that we're going to take with us? What are we doing right now in our role that we're going to put on our LinkedIn profile or on our resume that we're going to take with us? If the answer to that question is nothing, then we're either burned out or we're headed for that feeling of burnout.
Well, I like the premise that you're making right now, which is that you should, your default position should be that it's my responsibility, I'm responsible for my own engagement.
Correct. And I don't believe anyone else can be responsible for
like that. I like that.
About life is going to be unique to each person and what's going to make your life better. I mean, we start to improve our lives. When we go after an MBA, when we write a book, I mean, you and I both know the process. It's a very difficult process. Boy, when it's finished, it's exciting. When you learn a new language, when you learn a musical instrument, when you're engaged in your life, you're doing things that you want to do in addition to doing things you have to do. And that's where I believe we get that feeling of balance, Jim, when the have-tos are balanced with the want-tos.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have those two, too much time with have-tos, we start to get that feeling of a rut or being burned out.
One of the things that we find traditionally over the years, I've observed that the workplace has typically been engaged, has been broken down pretty much in thirds. Around a third are engaged, around a third are not engaged, and about a third are toxic. They're actually so disengaged that they're hurting you. And those numbers haven't varied significantly over the years. So if one third of the folks are engaged, what is it about them? Have they got some kind of special compensation plan? Do they have something on the owner? Are they just, you know, happy people? Are they all Pollyannas? What makes that one third engaged and the others not?
Yeah, I mean, and it could be the same. And the research supports exactly what you're saying. And you know, the two emotions that go with the have tos and the don't have tos, I call them, are desire and fear. Right. So we use fear to help us with the things we have to do by procrastinating. Right. When you procrastinate, as you start to get close to the deadline, you start to get scared, and then fear releases adrenaline. And adrenaline contains painkillers, and that's where the energy comes mm-hmm. from to do something that you don't like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, desire releases endorphins, right? So, you know, the problem with the gym is we don't get it. There's no energy on the way to the gym. You
right.
get it on the way back, right? Desire releases endorphins. Endorphins, we experience endorphins when we feel a sense of accomplishment, right? So when we take a music lesson, when we write an article that gets published, your brain has a question for you with every test that you're doing. Are you doing this because you have to do it? Or is this something you don't have to do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in want-to mode? Are we in the desire category rather than fear category, right? And when we get into to desire, that's when we start to get engaged. And that one-third that is engaged is there's parts of their job, there's parts of their life that
mm-hmm.
they want. And that feeling is what engages
and
them.
And it may be that they've spent more time on the job. They've given it more time because some people, I think, who are not engaged might be people who expect more from the company than they should expect. And this brings me to a new wrinkle in this research that I haven't seen before, and that is breaking it down by generations. There's a millennial component to this research, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and they do it that way as well.
Have you seen this before?
But it's not far off for each generation. I mean, as you said, it's pretty consistent throughout. And, you know, that job of identifying, what do I want? Well, you know, we all have to work. Have you selected
right.
a job that you love? Is there something you personally are connected to in the job that you do?
Mm-hmm.
Is the mission of the organization something you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing? I mean, engagement is really measured in discretionary effort, right? So that part of your job where you could or you might not do something, that's where it's measured. Do you go
right.
above and beyond? Do you stay a little later? Do you give a little
mm-hmm.
extra?
Steve,
you know,
I need your
discretionary effort says you're engaged.
I need your website, please.
My website is allere.com, and it's
A-L-L-E-E-R.com,
and my Twitter is @SteveMcClatchy.
And the book is called Decide, Work Smarter, Reduce Your Stress, and Lead by Example by Steve McClatchy. He and I will be right back, and we'll come back. He's a leadership expert, folks. I'm going to ask him, what should leaders need to know, do they need to know about engagement? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.